Welcome to the Avyoimi Yerushalmi Shir sponsor and the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding at Shkolim Daf Lamed in the Oiz V'Hodor edition. Parak Revi in the middle of Halacha Gimel, starting 8 lines from the top. Now we learned previously the idea of how they paid the people that prepared the Ketores. They took money and they paid them, and we're going to mention something regarding that. And the Gemara says, they eat palgun. As Reb Chaim points out, many times in the Yerushalmi, you start a new sugyo with this letter dal, deit palgun. There is a machloikis. Pitmo bechulin. If someone prepared the ketores in chulin, meaning not in Beis HaMikdash. Habeisi be'ruchin olam ha'psulam. It's possible. Shuv levi olam ha'ksher. It's kosher. Matarmi de Beis HaMikdash. What's the reason for Beis HaMikdash? Kodesh ish te'ava yosu be'kodesh. Has to be done be'kodesh. My time with the Shuv levi. The Kodesh just tells you that it has to come from the money of the Lishko, meaning the Matzah, the Shekel. But now that has to be done by Kodesh. They go and machlik is Shmuel B'Yochanan. What is it? The Tanin, we learned. Hamagdish Nechosov. Someone made his Nechosim Hegdish. The person who gave everything he owns to Hegdish. There's some things there, they're right to be Korbanot Tzibur. What does it mean, right to be Korbanot Tzibur? Rabbi Yochanan, Ketores. There's Ketores over there that he has in his household. It's right to be Korban. So you see that you have Ketores, which is outside of Beis HaMikdash. It's in someone's house. Says the Mu'am, Rabbi Shaya, Tipote, Bo'um, and Michel, Beis Haftinos, Shaya, Noita, B'Schoya, Ketores. Says Rabbi Shaya, the answer is like we just learned in the previous daf. We target someone who's a umun of Beis Haftinos, meaning he is a craftsman of the household of Tinos, that he took the Ketores as a payment. And when he took it as a payment, that's when it lost his Kedusha, and then he gives it back. So during that middle stage, when he's holding onto the Ketores as a payment, it's not Kaddish. Continues the Gemara with Rabbi Yisrael Chanina, okay, Shmuel. Rabbi Yisrael Chanina holds like Shmuel. Meaning Rabbi Yisrael Chanina, the hold has to be done by Kodesh, holds like Shmuel. Tomar Avuna B'Shev Shmuel, Avuna said the name of Shmuel, holding the flama with base, machteshes, which is the grinder where they did the ktoiris, oisu kekli shoris to kodesh. It was done kekli shoris. It has a kedusha to it. So you mail the ktoiris in it is kodesh. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosi bar Aboin, Omer Abchinu kamei Rabbi Yosi, tovel shekinish bekli shoris nivda. If it's in kli shoris and it has a din that was done by kedusha, so how can you redeem it to give it to the umnim? Omar Leis, he answered him, V'loy de Shmueli, we just said it's the opinion of Shmuel. The Shmuel Omar Kalu b'Moyser. Shmuel holds anything which is Moyser, which was a leftover, so you can be more makel in it. As we'll see in a moment, this is what the Gemara in Bavli says, he holds a Tanai Bezdin. Bezdin have a Tanai that whatever you give to a Kodesh, as a Kedusha, it's only as much as you need it. But if they don't need it in the end, so it loses the Kedusha automatically. That's what Tanai Bezdin is. So here we talk about something which was a leftover of the Ketores. That's how we start our sugya. So we mainly can lose the Kedusha. Same with these Falcon, they argued, Hoisiru Tumidim. If the Korbanos that were designated to be Korban Tumid were left over, as Reb Chaim points out, there will always be leftovers because every day they put aside 6 animals and they use only 2. So at the end of the year, you have 4 left over. What do you do with them? Shmuel Amay Nivdim Ketvimim. Shmuel says you can redeem them as they are. You don't have to wait for them to get a blemish. Rabbi Yochanan says no. You have to wait for them to get a blemish, like any psula mukdoshim. Any kodesh to become apostle can't just redeem it. You have to wait for it to get a blemish and then you redeem it. So you see that Shmuel is more makel that something which is left over loses a kedusha. So one continues, by the way, according to that. Hoitiru si'irim, if they left over goats, which are korbanos chatos, what happens then? If the oil can redeem, so of course chatos can redeem. Explains Reb Chaim because the chatos, when you don't use it as a chatos, if it belongs to the tzibur, it turns to be an oil. So oil, we know the halacha by the oil. According to Rabbi Yochanan, even an oil you can't redeem. You wait for it to get a blemish and then you redeem it. What you do with it is mekaitzim into mizbeach. You take them directly and put it on the Mizbeach. You don't wait for them to get a blemish. You don't redeem them at all. You just use them as korbanos. So the Gemara Bekashi Yeshchadas Kerev Oila, but Kaita Mizbeach, they put on the Mizbeach, which is Korbanos that you want to put when the Mizbeach is batel, only Oilos come. And here these, we're talking about Seir and the Rechatos. And so the Gemara, Omav Yosef Shani, the answer is, Shein Korbanos Tzibur Nikvoim Ela B'Shchito. You know when a Korban Tzibur becomes designated? Only when you shecht it. What the Bavli calls Sakin Mushachtom. The knife, it's on Mushachit. The knife makes it into the carbon. So you take this animal, the animal doesn't have it in chatos until you don't shecht it. So here they didn't eat it, it becomes an oila. Omar Chananya, Chananya said a little different answer. Tanai Beisdin Ua Lamoy Sushi Kervoilus. That's Tanai Beisdin. The extras become oil, as we said before, in the name of Shmuel. Meaning the first one that Omar holds, without Tanai Beisdin, it doesn't become Koidish, it doesn't become designated until you shecht it. Second man Omar says, even if you hold, it does become Koidish. Tanai Beisdin is that only if you need it, it has Kedusha, and if not, retroactively, it has no Kedusha. With this, we conclude Yosha Mishkalim Daf Lamed.